Unit 5. Listening. How to deal with complaints.
Okay, everybody. Let's talk about complaints and how we're going to deal with them. Of course, most important of all is to accept them. Complaints are a way of getting better, so be positive. Secondly, most complaints are about things that are easy to do something about. And for the really difficult complaints, you've got me. So, put yourselves in the situation. You've got a customer complaining. What's the first step?
Let the customer speak.
Good, that's right. Listen without interrupting. And show the customer that you're listening. What's next?
Apologise.
Good. Apologise. For example?
Say I'm sorry or I'm very sorry.
And apologise with care in your voice. Feel it. Feel sorry. Now, the third stage. What about questions?
We only ask relevant questions and we shouldn't ask too many questions.
Well, you have been doing your homework. Great. But there is one essential time to ask questions.
If we are not clear about what the customer wants us to do, we ask questions to make sure we understand completely.
Well done. Now, the last thing. What about giving the customer a solution to the problem? Let's see. Let's say the cutlery is dirty.
We say something like, "I'm very sorry. I'll change it right away."
Or they asked for water and you forgot about it.
I'm very sorry. I'll get it right away. I do apologise.
Excellent. I can see we're going to have a great summer together.